New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, in his budget address, says the state's fiscal future depends on how much aid it gets from the new Biden administration and the Democratic-led Congress. Karen DeWitt reports that Cuomo wants $15 billion to plug 2 years of state budget gaps, and he's threatening to sue if he doesn't get it.
Cuomo presented two starkly different scenarios, depending on how much aid New York ultimately gets from an anticipated new federal relief package that would provide a total of $350 billion to state and local governments hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. One, if the state gets $6 billion in aid. Cuomo says that would result in a $9 billion gap. He proposes filling it with new, higher income tax brackets for the state's wealthiest residents, delaying the next phase of a middle-class tax cut, and a 5% across-the-board cut to all state funding for state agencies, as well as schools, health care providers, and local governments.
Worst-case scenario, I would consider that the 2021 version of the federal government saying drop dead to New York.
The governor says if the state receives the full $15 billion in federal aid he's seeking, then none of those things would happen. And the state would add programs, including a $130 million stimulus package for restaurants and small businesses devastated by the pandemic-related economic shutdowns. It could also begin a $300 billion infrastructure program paid for through state borrowing and federal and private funds. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.